One of the country's most prestigious Catholic boys' schools is facing criticism over its handling of a grooming case involving one of its former coaches. There are now calls for the headmaster at St Kevin's College in Melbourne to resign after Four Corners discovered he gave a character reference for a now convicted child sex offender. Lauren Day reports, and a warning, this story contains sexual references.
In the final term of 2019, a scandal erupted when footage of students singing an offensive chant on public transport went viral.
I wish that all the ladies!
I wish that all the ladies!
St Kevin's College found itself at the centre of a PR nightmare, and radio talkback around the country was filled with fierce debate about private boys' school culture. Now, St Kevin's College is facing a far more serious crisis. In 2015, one of the school's former athletics coaches, Peter Keogh, was convicted of grooming a Year 9 student for sexual conduct. But because the victim was a child, the court was closed. Now, Four Corners can reveal that 59-year-old Keogh had sent inappropriate Facebook messages to the talented young runner, Paris Street, and took him to his home where he made sexual suggestions. Paris Street says he received no support from the school during the trial, and was devastated when he discovered that the current headmaster of St Kevin's College, Stephen Russell, wrote a character reference for the now convicted sex offender.
Just gutted. Yeah, gutted and just like flicked off. Like, this is how we think about you. We don't care.
Fellow student Ned O'Brien gave evidence at the trial. His mother Jo says she was appalled by Stephen Russell's decision.
That says it all. He should not be the headmaster. That's all. Honestly, that's just not on.
She says neither she nor her son heard anything from the St Kevin's headmaster until the day her son had to appear in court. That morning, she says Stephen Russell wanted to know whether the boys would be wearing their school blazers.
I thought, wow, you really do want to cover this up. You really do want to keep this quiet.
Dean of Sport at St Kevin's, Luke Travers, also appeared in court. He gave character evidence supporting Peter Keogh. When the prosecutor asked whether it was appropriate for a coach to text message a student saying, "I love you," or "kiss, kiss, kiss," the dean replied, "It depends on the context." Paris Street's lawyer is Judy Corton.
It is quite extraordinary that a headmaster and the Dean of Sport in particular will basically disregard the vulnerable student and support an offender. I mean, what planet are we on? And this is, you know, this is right at the hiatus of the Royal Commission.
Dr. Corton says the school's response had a profound impact on her client's mental health.
He ended up being hospitalised, needing psychiatric care. He was crushed by the institution. He was crushed.
The college provided a statement which said,
"The actions of Peter Keogh were completely unacceptable and St Kevin's College strongly condemns them. After his conviction, he was immediately banned from entering the school or having any contact with the college or its students."
St Kevin's headmaster Stephen Russell declined to be interviewed.
Lauren Day reporting, and you can see the full Four Corners investigation on ABC TV tonight at 8:30 or on iView.